Hi, it's Roger here, phone what's on at DisneyPlus.com. A quick news update for you guys on how we probably aren't going to be seeing a second season of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. So one of the very first series that we saw released on Disney Plus was The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It was literally just like a couple of weeks after the end of WandaVision, which was the first one. And The Falcon and the Winter Soldier was a big hit. It was very well received. I really enjoyed it. And it kind of continued on the story of Falcon and also Bucky Barnes as we saw him kind of struggling with the idea of taking over the mantle. And over those six episodes, he eventually becomes Captain America. And I thought it was really good. And also, by the sounds of it, Anthony Mackie also had a lot of great fun making the series. Because recently he spoke with the Radio Times to promote his new series Twisted Metal arriving on Paramount Plus. And he kind of went on to give a little bit of information about the series. He went on to say, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I really enjoyed doing that show. I was actually excited to do a second season just so me and Sebastian get paid to hang out, because it's like me, him and Daniel Bray is kind of like the perfect storm of happiness. However, because there's been a big change in what's happening at Marvel, with a now focus back on theatrical release films, because A, they just make more money, things are changing, and we're going to be seeing both Captain America and also the Winter Soldier in major films in 2025. So in February, we're going to be seeing Captain America, Brave New World, and then we're also going to be seeing the Winter Soldier turning up in Thunderbolts, which is coming out later that year. So they're both getting big screen movies, so the characters are still carrying on, but the chances of a second season seems to be going away, because even Anthony Mackie went on to say, when they decided to go back to movies, it is what it is, I don't have any friends anymore, so it kind of dampens it a little. Anthony also went on to confirm that he's going to be doing some more reshoots for the upcoming Captain America film this summer. He did also confirm that this is perfectly normal, he's done on every Marvel project he's worked on, and that's something that just they schedule in, so obviously he's going to be trying to make that film even better for when it comes out next year. But we've seen with Disney really trying to focus now on making theatrically released films and kind of just cutting back on how much stuff they're putting out. But to counter that, recently Disney did also announce that they're going to be releasing The Falcon and the Winter Soldier on Blu-ray and 4K. And actually on the box it did say like season one, so that does leave it wide open. I think they could go back and do it again, maybe if Captain America comes back and he goes back to being Falcon or doing something like that. I think it would be nice for them to go back. I think it's really going to depend on how well this new Captain America film does. But we are going to be seeing a lot less of them. And I think with these characters appearing in so many films, it kind of makes sense for them to kind of carry on in films and just kind of keep to those core characters that people love. But yeah, a lot of excitement, I think, for the new Captain America film. But yeah, unfortunately, that just means we're not going to be getting a second season of this show, which I think is great. But obviously, you can watch it right now on Disney Plus. Let us know in the comments below. Would you like to see a second season of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier? Love to hear your thoughts on that in the comments below. Go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow and subscribe, and I shall see you guys soon. Laters.